Mayor Bob Bonetsa is in the studio. We'll go over that agenda. We might as well do that right now because he's here. Hello, my friend. How are you?
I'm great, Mary Ellen. How are you?
I'm well.
Beautiful day today.
It is. You know, I'll tell you, Friday morning after the storm, it was amazing to me to see how everybody coordinated. And as the mayor of a town this size, when you know we're going to have storms, and you know, we've got things like NOAA and the National Weather Service and local meteorologists, and they have all that data. You know, they know what's going to happen. How do you prepare as the mayor of a city?
Well, I don't really have to do very much because they have such a good staff.
You okay.
Know, we are emergency response people. You have public safety, public mm-hmm. works. They're all prepared for it. When they see this stuff coming, they know how to get ready.
Yeah.
And so they'll have people on standby, and then we kind of wait for the storm to pass. We don't want people out there in the storm when there's, you know, the sky is full of lightning and the wind
yeah.
is blowing and all this stuff.
Yeah.
But as soon as that passes, you know, they're out there ready, and they brought people in. They worked through the night trying to pick up the pieces. And
mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it makes my job easy because all I have to do is make sure that you know, I at least have some awareness of what's going on, but I have a lot of confidence in my people. So, you know, like we had, I just kind of stuck my head out the door about 11 o'clock after the storm went by. And
yeah.
I saw Public Works is out there. They're moving trees and they're opening the roads back up and clearing driveways and such. And
wow.
Sometimes, like there was a branch down in front of my house in the street.
Somebody told me that, yeah.
Yeah, so they just dragged it off to the side so that people could get by.
But yeah.
Then they've got to go on down the road. There was a tree down about a half a block from me, and there was trees down all over, branches down. So Public Works, you know, their priority is get the roads opened up, make sure that the emergency vehicles can get around.
Mm-hmm.
BLP is out there. They're trying to check on power lines that are down, make
yep.
sure that there's not a great danger, you know, with live power lines that people get into. And you know, you're working in a situation where it's still windy and everything is wet and it's dark.
Oh,
and
gosh.
So it's hard to see what you're doing, and you have to be safe. You have to
yeah.
be intelligent about it. And hopefully people like myself, you know, stay out of the way so
mm-hmm.
that they can do their job and
mm-hmm.
they can take care of us and not have to deal with too much people who are just out there gawking or getting in the way. So
why would you do that? Just stay out of the way. Let them do their job,
that's
right?
That's kind of my philosophy. That's why another
gawking.
Reason, you know, there's not a lot I can do anyway, but I'm glad to know that I have great staff. And then, of course, we try to take care of them and make sure that they have the resource they need and
yeah.
that they get the recognition that they need.
Yeah, honestly, and, that know, was a lot. It
right.
was a lot of work.
Yeah,
it really, really
you know,
was.
Public safety is fielding calls from all over.
You know, I know.
Dispatches out there.
I know.
Trying to make sure that everybody is aware of what's happening. But
yeah, dispatch was really busy, too. I remember to tag them, too, when we said thanks because
exactly.
it takes everybody.
And, you know, they just have to have this awareness of what's going on so
mm-hmm.
that they can work together and coordinate their efforts.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they worked through the night. They worked through the next day. It was just a long slog trying to pick up the pieces, but they got through it.
I was thinking, too, Bob, I don't remember storms being this bad. It feels like the last 10 years we have seen some really wicked storms, especially in
West Michigan. I know that we had the big windstorm in 2017 that came through. And
yeah.
There was a gentleman up in Highland Park who was killed during that one.
Oh, goodness.
That was bad. And
yeah.
The straight line winds we had in 1998,
mm-hmm.
you know, those really hit the area very hard.
Yeah, I was living in Seattle at the time, and I remember talking to family here, and, like, it was a whole week without power. Am I right on that?
Oh,
it
yeah,
was,
yeah. There was,
it was horrible.
I think I was 4 days without power at my
yeah.
house. Other people were more than a week.
Neighborhoods were, like, doing cookouts and trying to help each other out. That you see a lot of that.
Yeah, well,
and that's really cool.
People can pull together too
yeah.
in a crisis. So
it really is cool when
you get a lot of mutual support. And
yeah.
You really understand what kind of community you're in.
I agree.
When you you have an event like this.
I'm telling you.
Everybody helps each other and they pull together and you get through it.
I slept through all the alarms. I didn't hear anything.
Well, I could hear the, we heard Thursday night, we heard the emergency sirens going off. So
okay.
My wife and I, you know, we went down the basement for
yep.
a bit.
Did what you needed to do.
Came back up when that was clear, and basically we were spectators after that.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, we got through it, and they did a great job. We had another storm come through Friday night, and that was
I know.
Not nearly as severe. But
still.
You know, it's like kind of extra insult for us.
Yeah, Mother Nature needs to take a break and just provide more sunshine and warmer temperatures. I see that there is a special presentation from Shandi Poppy of the Downtown Development Authority, Grand Haven Main Street. It's the DDA Transformation Strategy. That'll be at 7. I'm excited to hear about that.
Yeah, that's
because things
be...
have just been awesome with the DDA.
Right, and they've been working since early spring with the Main Street DDA, which is a nationwide organization.
Mm-hmm.
And they promote vital, active downtowns, and they come in with an evaluation of where we're at. We've been a Main Street downtown for, I think, 20 years now,
mm-hmm.
quite a while, that we've been involved in this organization. And they're good access for training, for information.
Oh,
for
sure.
The grants become available when you're a Main Street partner like we are.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of resources that come to bear on that. And so they came in and they did a... meeting with a lot of stakeholders, and they recommended some strategies for, they call it a transformation strategy. It's like the next step. We're continually evolving as the downtown. In fact, right now, as I was driving down here, I see they're putting the barricades.
I was going to ask you.
We're closing down the first block. And
yep,
up
yep,
the
yep.
On-street dining and all
uh-huh,
that stuff.
Uh-huh.
That's been so successful.
I know it has.
So that's happening as we speak. So a lot of those things that we've been doing or that we've been starting, and you know, we had a few vacant storefronts. They're getting filled up.
Good.
You know, downtown is coming around nicely, and the transformation strategy will just be how to promote more of the things that we need in our downtown. So she'll have a nice slideshow for us.
Oh, good.
Explaining exactly what those strategies are, and so council can be appraised of it, and the public can know more about it.
Good to hear.
So that'll be a nice presentation.
I think so too. I'm looking forward to that.
She does a great job.
Oh, yeah.
With this stuff.
Yeah, and when I have her in here for the Main Street Spotlights, she doesn't even bring notes. Everything just off the top of her head. She seems to have her thumb on the pulse of Grand Haven and knows everything that's going on, and I appreciate
really,
that.
She's really deeply involved in all this. And
She takes it really seriously,
she
too.
She has a good rapport with the downtown merchants.
Well, that's important.
And that's really a critical part of that job.
Well, you have all kinds of different personalities when you have all kinds of different businesses, right?
Yeah.
Different business leaders have different takes on things, you know?
I hear the expression herding cats. You know, it's kind of like that. You know, everybody's got a different direction to go and their different take on things. So you try to bring them together.
You're going to have a musical fountain update from Jerry Troke. I've had him in. That's awesome.
Yep.
You've got a resolution requesting Governor Whitmer and the State of Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy to expedite permitting the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to dredge Grand Haven's inner harbor.
Right. You know, there was...
I can't believe we're still talking about this, but here we are.
We're still talking about this because it's not resolved yet. I guess we're making some progress from what I've been hearing, that there's been some... there's been a little bit of movement between Eagle and the Corps of Engineers about the inner harbor dredging. Now, the outer harbor dredging, which is right at the pierheads, you know, that's a different matter, and that's going to get done in June. It'll be pretty limited, but there'll be some dredging done there. But starting at about where City Marina is, going upstream to Harbor Island and around to where the city's boat launch is,
mm-hmm.
and then in Ferrysburg across the river, we have commercial docks.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Mikoff dock on Harbor Island.
Mm-hmm.
Those areas are the inner harbor. And the problem with the inner harbor versus the outer harbor is the outer harbor is almost entirely sand. By the time sediment gets out there and falls out of the water
stream
and you get the shoaling, that's all sand. And
okay.
That's relatively clean material. In fact, we have used it for beach nourishment before. We just pump it on the beach to build things up. This time they're just going to pump it farther out in the lake. But the inner harbor is more silty, and it's more sediment from just upstream material being transported,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of it comes from, you know, way upstream. It's just material that flows along with the river, gradually settles out, and then of course we have our problems on Harbor Island, you know, our own problems there, but
mm-hmm.
those are largely confined to Harbor Island. But that's the inner harbor, and that's what Eagle wants to have tested for PFAS,
right?
And they kind of brought this out. You know, we can't have a new permit until we get this testing done. And yet they didn't have any criteria for the testing.
Yeah,
and
it's just a mess.
The Corps of Engineers says, we don't know what to do, so we're not going to do anything.
Right.
And so they just kind of became an impasse. Well, there's been some progress.
Oh, good to hear.
In the talks, you know, our area representatives, Ben Workham and Victory and Skolton, and
mm-hmm.
all of them have gone
Everyone's
to bat.
Aware.
All of them have gone to bat for us. And so I think they're getting some understanding between Eagle and the Corps as to what needs to be done, when it needs to be done. Problem, you know, there's a funding window
mm-hmm.
every year. The funding gets allocated, and then if you're not ready for it, it goes somewhere else, and so you need to have that reallocated, or you have to wait for the next fiscal year. So there's problems with that. And you know, recently some of the area mayors, myself and Richard Carlson from Ferrisburg, mm-hmm. and Josh Bruder from the county, and Jerry Rabideau and Mark Powers, we all signed a letter sent off to Governor Whitner.
Senator
office.
Victory, too, I believe, signed that, didn't he?
No, he didn't.
It was just you guys.
It was
okay.
Just us local guys.
Got it.
You know, saying, you know, thanking our representatives for the help they have and asking the governor to see what you can do to help out, see if you can expedite this, because mm-hmm. time is of the essence.
It sure is.
So this resolution on our agenda is basically this, the same sort of sentiment. That,
okay, good.
You know, we have the situation. We have a major commercial port here. We service the entire West Michigan area with aggregate and materials that, you know, used for road building, for construction and all that, and it's going to be impaired if we can't get the dredging done, because we'll start bringing in freighters half-loaded. You know, within a year, we'll be in trouble.
I know.
And we're not in trouble yet, but we will be as this goes on,
because
we were due for the dredging now before it starts to fill in. So that's what the resolution is about. It's another restatement of the urgency of what we're facing.
Okay.
But I think they are making some progress. We haven't resolved it yet, but we're getting in a better place than we were.
You're opening up a public hearing regarding the zoning change request for the Dake property.
Right.
You and I haven't talked about that too much, I don't think.
Well, this is a project which has been through the Planning Commission now. And
right.
It's going to be a housing development where the old Dake property is. So the old Dake building, which is where they used to make industrial tools and such,
uh-huh.
and that actually is a fairly deep property. It goes to the south quite a ways. It goes into some woodland and wetland area to the south, and it runs along Robbins Road.
Mm-hmm.
And
What kind of housing?
It's going to be a mixture of townhouses, homes, attached homes, and
okay.
some apartments. And it's going to be about 189 units, and it's going to be a variety of units. They're going to have some internal roads and circulation. There won't be any commercial in this one.
Okay.
It'll be an entirely residential development with a variety of homes, a variety of pricing on it.
We do need that. I've seen a lot of people like say, oh, I don't want this. Well, where are people supposed to move to?
Well, you know, that's a problem that, you know, we don't want to get our town really densely built up. Nobody's interested in having really tall, high-rise housing and such, but
mm-hmm.
you have to have housing somewhere for right. people, and we're desperately short on housing. And it's been a problem with price of housing as well.
I know.
There's just not enough supply.
I know.
So this will be a significant amount of new housing going in.
Okay.
Nice housing. It'll be on the southern edge of town. There is some concern with the amount of traffic on Robbins Road where the driveway will come out onto the road, that there's going to be people coming and going. But
yeah.
And, you know, you're going to have that no matter where you put it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Robbins Road is a major road, so it's one that's kind of designed for heavier traffic. But there still has to be a traffic study done. What we're dealing with tonight is going to be a public hearing, which is required by our ordinance.
Right.
And a rezoning resolution, so that it has to be, this is an ordinance change, actually. So it's a change to our zoning ordinance.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll have to be done twice. So we would deal with it tonight and then at the next meeting. And that's required in order for the project to move forward, because with the current zoning, they wouldn't be able to build this project.
Okay.
So it's being carved out as a planned development.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a planned development, you get a lot more flexibility with how a site is laid out, what can be built, and what
well,
and you'll specify exactly what uses are going to be on the site.
Okay.
And the general arrangement, size, shape of the buildings and all that will be spelled out.
Okay.
But then it'll go back to
the planning commission.
After we're done with it.
Right.
And have it rezoned, it'll go back to them for a final site plan. And the final site plan will have all the details worked
out.
Got
it. Okay.
And things like the traffic study have to be in place.
Sure.
There's some sensitive areas on the south end of the property where there's some wetlands and there's some wooded areas.
Okay.
And those are specified in our sensitive areas map and our zoning. And also, I think that Eagle is involved in that because of the wetlands. So that has to be dealt with in the final site plan review.
Mm-hmm.
And it may cause some minor adjustments in what the plan looks like. But, you know, that all those details will get worked out after it's rezoned.
All right.
So the whole point of this public hearing and the action we take will be changing the zoning ordinance to accommodate this combination of uses and this arrangement of the plan.
Okay.
And so that'll be a very significant development. It'll take care of a blighted, abandoned property.
You know, right.
It hasn't been used for industrial
exactly.
purposes for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
There is some pollution on site that will have to be dealt with, but, you know, that's part of any pretty much anywhere in an older industrial city, you're going to have that. So you just deal with it. We had it at Peerless Living up here, just north of where we're sitting now. There was a lot of pollution on the site that had to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
So you deal with that. And otherwise, you know, it's better than leaving the land unused.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the other things we have on our agenda, we are promoting Michael England, who is our streets and utilities manager at Public Works. He's going to be our new Public Works director.
Wonderful.
So we moved Derek Kados into City Hall to work with special projects. So Derek is spearheading all of our efforts on Harbor Island. He's also been our main contact person for the dredging issues.
Wonderful.
So he can really focus on those things.
And some
of the other major projects that we deal with.
Yeah.
Derek can take the lead on those things and give them more undivided attention. And then the Public Works spot, Dana Colaware was our deputy public works director, and she moved to City Hall to be the assistant city manager.
Yep.
And so Michael England is going to move up to be public works director, and then we won't have a deputy director anymore because some of those duties have been kind of dispersed around. So,
good.
So I think it'll be a more efficient arrangement the way it's going to be set up. It'll be really focused.
Okay. Yeah, I've got to get him in, and I've got to get DeBrian in as well.
Yeah, make sure you get those guys in. I have to.
Yeah,
really interesting people.
I know they are. Yeah,
perspective on things
for sure.
They can give you details that I wouldn't necessarily have.
So I got to get them in. It's something I'm going to do after Memorial Day. Have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend.
Well, you too.
Any potato salad on the table?
Hopefully not.
Mayor Bob Minetza doesn't like potato salad.